Amen. And speaking by people come to lunch after church, we're going to do that today. You are invited to a time of fellowship after church, and I hope and pray you can stay for lunch. The bishop brings a very important message to all of us, I think, and I'm so glad through modern technology that Phil was able to get it, that you can see who your bishop is. That background was out of his office. The conference office is in Lakeland, Florida, and that background was on the lake. The conference office overlooks the lake, and I don't remember the name. What's the name of that lake? Do you remember? I went to school there, Florida Southern, and I can't remember the name of the lake. I walked around it a lot. Tina had something special today, too, that she wants to give you before we get started. And just hang on to it. You can rub it, you can do it, but you can't eat it. You're going to have to save it for later. You want to give the musician one?
Oh, yeah, wait.
She's going to throw that one at me.
She's saving the best for last. I entitled my message this morning, A Powerful Stone. We all have stones around. We sometimes wear a stone on our finger. We call it a diamond. That's nothing more than just a stone that's been pressured into making something special. We go to the creek and we look and we pick up stones and we say, wow, isn't this an interesting stone? And when I first came here and walking up this walkway over here, there's stones on that walkway. And some of them are ornamental rocks, I guess. And I said to somebody one time, and I think Tina can tell me where they all came from out there.
Vacation Bible School.
Isn't that neat?